a pump forced you to swallow neurotoxins that get chemically addicted in the chain of losing your balance again and again. You have no rights to deny this treatment in reality. Despite of that, are you first time runner? So now they have all these social structures over you, defining you. What I think is that this personal different stylish mind states, or what you wanna call them, would be easily cured with microdoses of plants and LSD.
The system is insane, it doesn't have evidence for anything like this. It's normal. They just wanna push you down and fuck you up. It's a bad.
Association, they meet in the DSM committee, Diagnostic Statistical Manual Committee, and they vote on making new behavioral and emotional disorders, and they vote, and then they start immediately calling them diseases, and they tell people, they tell the public these are diseases. Total fraud.
And I guarantee you that they'll be told, we don't have a chemical test for that.
There are no biological tests for any mental illnesses that I'm aware of.
There are not current available tests to verify your diagnosis.
There is no test, there is no specific test to differentiate between, let's say, schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Not a single test.
Yeah, we have not really confirmatory tests for the diagnosis.
There is no test, there's no biopsy you can do that says this person is depressed, this person is bipolar.
We don't have anything really currently to identify mental illness per se.
No, there are no specific tests to confirm the diagnosis or show the improvement, like any blood tests or any x-rays or anything like that.
Oh, in my practice,
science behind what they think is the cause of these symptoms. The medications that are being given to people are, without exception, introducing chemicals that are altering the brain in ways which can be very damaging. And I'll go a step further and say that in the absence of a proven chemical imbalance for which the medications are, quote, rebalancing or fixing, the medications are in fact toxic.